Hello, hello, welcome to a new Monday and a new episode of the Mindset Muse podcast. Where are you right now? What are you doing? Are you driving to work really, really, really fast? You gotta get there. Make sure to slow down so that you don't get in trouble. If you're in your bed or cozy up and it's nighttime, and you're getting ready to listen to us, good for you. We envy you. If you are somewhere at the gym and you're on your treadmill working out, listening to us, hey, how are you doing? Get your workout in and have fun doing it. Okay, so on this Monday, what are we talking about? We are going to be talking about a little book called Who Moved My Cheese. Have you ever read Who Moved My Cheese? If you've ever read it, don't forget to leave a comment. Don't forget to leave a voice note or something like that. Let us know what you liked or didn't like about the book and what your take is on this podcast about the book. Let us know. Okay, so we're gonna dive in deep here. So this book is written by Dr. Spencer Johnson, MD. It says, Who Moved My Cheese? An amazing way to deal with change in your work and in your life. So I gotta admit, I have seen this book so many times on Audible and Google when I was looking for books. And I thought it looked interesting, but I never like really thought about, you know, reading it. For some reason, I was reading the last author, one of my last author's books, Damon John. I was reading his one of his other books. What is it called? Rise and Grind. I was reading Rise and Grind, which I haven't talked about on this podcast. And he mentioned this book. Sometimes it happens like that when you are not really, you know, not sure if you need to read a book. You know, somebody that you're really into may recommend that book for you, and then you just check it out. And that's exactly what happened. Damon John recommended a book in his other book called Rise and Grind. And I was like, okay, let me check out Who Moved My Cheese. And here we are. We checked it out and it really worked out. It's a really short book. It's not that big, but it is a very powerful book. So it started with a bunch of, you know, high school people having a reunion. And they were talking about life in general. They were having a little heart to heart, and one person mentioned the Who Moved My Cheese story, and so they went into the story, and then after somebody told the story, then they came back and had a discussion about who's, you know, about the characters in the story and how they can use those characters or lessons in the book to apply to either their personal life, their careers, or their businesses as it goes. So that's exactly what they did. Who Moved My Cheese? The story is what I'm going to tell you, because the book is really about the story. It started with it said, once upon a time, it sounded like a little Disney story. And there were two mice. The mice's name were Sniff and Scurry. And then there were little people too. The little people's names were Him, just like it sounds, H-I-M, Him. And then Ha. Ha is spelled H-A-W. So those four characters have one thing in common. They all lived on cheese. They love cheese. They had to have cheese. And if they don't have cheese, they're going to be losing their strength. They have to have cheese. So they went after cheese every day. Every day they got up, they had a routine. When they got up, they will wear their shoes with enthusiasm, and they will scurry and go up into the maze, and they will go into Station C. And every day they went to Station C and they got their cheese. The difference between the little people and the mice is that every time when the mice are going up to get the cheese at Station C, they were always sniffing around for any change or anything else that they can look for before getting to Station C. However, the humans, because they have rational power, they already knew where the cheese is. They already knew how the routine is going to go. So sometimes they get a little discouraged after a while, but they still went and got their cheese because they have to have their cheese. Their cheese is their lifeline. So they went up and down and up and down and up and down day in and day out, and they got their cheese and they were very, very, very happy. But Sniff and Scurry, the two mice, have been noticing something about the cheese at Station C. What they have been noticing is that the cheese has been getting smaller and smaller. So they then started to prepare to get to other stations for cheese. However, the little people, you know, they really just thought that the cheese will always be there. Okay, they didn't really see anything changing. They saw the amount of cheese there. They always think that the cheese will be provided. It's their security. They love that the cheese is always provided. They didn't ask where it was coming from. For them, that's their cheese and they're entitled to it. And so they will always have that cheese. But Sniff and Scurry, they always sniffed around for any changes. And one day, Sniff and Scurry came to Station C, and they didn't see any cheese anymore. And when they didn't see any cheese, they just sniffed around the maze, and they went up into the maze. They were sniffing, and lo and behold, they came to Station N. And they smelled all kinds of cheese. They found a bunch of cheese and they were so happy, and they ate and they got fat and they were so happy. So the same day, Hem and Haw came to Station C, and to their surprise, there was no more cheese. Imagine that. You know, going to your cheese every day, knowing that your cheese is always going to be provided, and boom, somebody moved the cheese. Well, because Scurry and Sniff were always noticing the change in the cheese amount, they were always noticing the cheese being moved around and the amount slowly getting down, they were able to sniff their way to another source of cheese very quickly. They don't have rational power, so they didn't think, they just used their smelling power. However, the little people, Hem and Haw, started to analyze everything. They started to think about, why did the cheese go away? Who dared took their cheese away? This is really upsetting that they don't have any more cheese. How in the heck are they going to survive now? They are so upset because what are they going to eat? They are deprived of their food, of their source of survival. They are just miserable now. They have nothing to eat. It is hunger time. It is terrible. It is it is a nightmare for them. So they sat down and they thought about it and they discussed it and they talked about when the cheese will come back again. So on that day, they went back to their home, took off their shoes, their running shoes, and they sat down. They were very sad. They came back to Station C again the next day, only to their misery to find out the same thing is happening. There is no cheese. The argument went up between him and her. They started to argue. Him tried to calm him down. Her tried to calm him down and saying, maybe we should go up into the maze because maybe we don't see Sniff and Scurry anymore. Maybe they found the cheese, another cheese somewhere else. Maybe we should go up and find them. And if we can find Sniff and Scurry, then we can really find some cheese. But him really didn't want to move anywhere. This was what he knew. This is his home. This is his security. How can he possibly move out of Station C? Station C is all he's known his whole entire life. He is not in the mood to go into the maze. And besides, it's really dangerous out there. Who knows? Something might happen to them if they go up into the maze and try to find a new cheese. It's really scary if you think about it, him said. Hall said, we're doing this every day. We're not finding cheese. We might as well just go up into the maze. Otherwise, we're going to go hungry and who knows what's going to happen. We're in danger here because all we know is cheese. We have to find new cheese. But him just really was not interested in going into the maze. And he was coming to Station C with Ha every day. And every time him came to Station C with Ha, him complained. He complained about how entitled he was to that cheese. How this was his cheese. How who dare took his cheese away. And Ha tried to calm him down and say, maybe we should go up into the maze. Maybe there is all kinds of cheese at another station. Maybe we should just go up. Him was just not having it. He was an old dog. You cannot teach him a new trick. He just wanted to wait here at Station C until somebody returns his cheese. He's not going anywhere. That's it. Okay? He's not moving. So him started to get hungry, and when he got hungry, he started to envision being into all kinds of cheese. Swiss cheese, Gouda cheese. He's dreaming about cheeses, and he's envisioning having found another station with all kinds of cheese. He's dreaming about it. And then when he woke up, he found out that him was still there. Him and Ha was still there. And they couldn't find any cheese. So him got an idea. He said, I'm going to go up into the maze and find some cheese. And he invited him to come along with him. Him said, I'm not going anywhere. So Ha finally was able to break away from him. Before he did, though, he gave up several times because when he was going, he was really afraid because he didn't have any more strength. He was very weak from not eating any cheese. So he was scared that if he started to walk up into the maze, he might lose his strength. He might not be able to walk up into the maze anymore. He might not be able to have the strength to find another station. But on that day, on that fateful day, Ha finally decided to go up into the maze by himself. And as he was going, he was dreaming and he will write onto the wall. As he was going, he finally figured out that he is slowly getting over his fear as he's going up into the maze. And he wrote on the wall, "When you change what you believe, you change what you do." He saw that he was changing what he was doing. And when he was going up into the maze, he was dreaming about finding all kinds of cheese. And then he wrote onto the wall again. He said, "When you see that you can find and enjoy new cheese, you change your course." So this is when he didn't find the cheese yet, you know, but he saw in his mind that he was already finding new cheese. So he was just writing on the wall. He was just so happy that he's finally decided to go up into the maze. And he wrote on the wall again as he was going up. He says, he wrote there that when you notice early small changes, that helps you adapt to the bigger changes that are to come. The reason he wrote this one is because he knew, he saw that the cheese was getting small, but he ignored it. He saw that the change was coming. He saw that the cheese was going to be gone at Station C, but he didn't really worry about it too much. So he decided to write on the wall that you want to notice the small changes early on so that you can make, you can be able to meet the big changes. And as he's going up into the maze, it looked really dangerous. He was very scared. He was doubting ever finding any cheese as he was envisioning. He was almost going to give up. Okay, he was tired. And he found some scrumbles of cheese. It wasn't a lot of cheese, okay? It wasn't a whole lot. But nonetheless, his mission did not fail him. He finally ran into a little amount of cheese. And he was very, very happy. He ate some cheese. He took a little into his pocket, but it wasn't a whole lot. He wanted to go back to him. But when he tried to go back to him, him didn't want any cheese. He went back to him, gave him a little bit of cheese. Him was like, "Oh, I don't want your cheese." And so Hog left him behind. And him did not, you know, he allowed his pride to take over. He didn't want to admit that there were new cheese anywhere else. So he didn't want to come with Hog to find new cheese. And he didn't want to get the new cheese that him was offering him. So he declined the cheese offer that Hog gave him. So Hog left him once again. He started to go up and up and up into the maze some more. So as he was going up, he was reflecting on his mistakes and what he did. And he would laugh at himself. He laughed so hard at himself. And he thought, "Oh my God, I have been doing the same thing over and over again. I was going to Station C every day thinking I'm going to find new cheese. And when I didn't, I went home and I came back the next day looking for the same thing again." And he would laugh at himself. And whenever he had any doubt, he started to move quickly from those doubtful thoughts. And he will laugh and laugh at himself at any kind of doubtful thinking. And he will still have the strength to go up into the maze. And as he was doing this, lo and behold, he ran into Sniff and Scurry at Station N. And let me tell you, there were so many cheeses at Station N. Station N had all kinds of cheese, blocks of cheese. Oh my God, Sniff and Scurry were fat. They ate so much cheese and they were so happy. Ha was so happy that he never gave up on his journey. of finding new cheese. Hall was observing his situation. He said, "Wow, look at Scurry and Sniff." When the situation changed and things have been changed, Sniff and Scurry just moved with the cheese. They didn't stop and think and reflected and analyze anything. They just moved along with the cheese. So he said, next time, if there's any change, he's just going to be moving along with the cheese. He reflected on his past mistakes and learned from them. And unlike Sniff and Scurry, Ha had the ability to do that. And he said to himself, "You do not need to create fearful beliefs and confuse yourself." You could notice when the little changes begin, so you can get ready for the big changes that might be coming. Nothing else gets better unless you change. There's always new cheese out there to find. He knew some fears can keep you out of danger, but he also knew that the fears that he was having, some of them, if not most of them, were very, very irrational. They didn't make any sense. And he said, "The sooner you let go of old cheese, the sooner you get to enjoy the new cheese." So, Ha learned to anticipate change. He learned to realize that the only thing that's constant is change. And he wrote on the wall again, "Savor the adventure and move with the cheese." So he thought about him once in a while. He thought about where him is. He thought, has him ever found new cheese? Has he ever left Station C? But Ha didn't want to go back to find him because the last time he did, he was turned down. So he stayed there with Sniff and Scurry, and he lived happily ever after with the new cheese, but getting ready for any changes that might happen if the new cheese also shall disappear. So that was the story about who moved my cheese. And then after the story was told, the high schoolers were gathered together and they were thinking and talking about different situations that they were in. And one guy, his family company was selling encyclopedias, and somebody told him to move all of the encyclopedia into like a CD. This was like the early stages of when everything was going digital. So they told him, if you could move everything to the CD, you could sell it a lot cheaper. And if you need to update the encyclopedia, it'll be a lot easier. But they didn't listen to that person. Instead, they gathered all of the prints of the encyclopedia and sold it for a very expensive price. At the time, their biggest resource and force was their sales force. So they had to sell the encyclopedias for very expensive money so that the salespeople can get paid their commissions. So they decided to ignore the innovations that were happening right in front of them. Had they put all of the encyclopedia on a CD or on a digital gadget, they would have been able to update the encyclopedia and sell it to a lot more people a lot faster, you know. So because of that innovation that they didn't embrace at the time, the company ended up closing. Another person on the panel, Michael, he lost his job, but was feeling very entitled to the job and didn't think he should have been fired. And so he didn't want to go and find a new job, so to speak. He didn't want to go and find a new cheese. So what this book does is really allow you to reflect on, where are you stuck in life? Are you sticking to a cheese that is old and molded? Or are you going to Station C every day trying to find new cheese when you should have been going into the maze and trying to look for new cheese? The panel leader says that sometimes we're not even aware that we are afraid of change. Sometimes we're not aware of it. It's not until we start moving that we start to discover different things about ourselves, like him in the story, like Hot. Not him, but Hot in the story. And what the panel also find is that it's good to be able to laugh at yourself like Ha did. Ha had a great sense of humor. He has such a great attitude about life and his spirit. So whenever something happened to him and, you know, he started to laugh at himself as he went on his journey. Had he stayed with him, they would have stayed hungry and probably died because they didn't have any cheese anymore. Your cheese could be your job, your career, your business. Your cheese could be something you truly desired, the life that you desire. What is your cheese? What are you after? And if you find the cheese, are you comfortable with the cheese to the point where you think that the cheese is yours forever? Or do you do things every day to make sure that, to prepare for change, basically? If the new cheese disappear, what are you going to do? Are you going to be like him and stick around Station C your whole life? Or are you going to be like Ha and go into the maze and try to discover new cheese? What we want to do is we want to move with the cheese. I really love this story. This was one of my favorite books. I didn't think I was going to like it. I'm glad I decided to read it, and I'm glad that it was recommended to read it. So I recommend it now to you, my listener, to really check out the book. There's a lot more into it than we've discussed here in this 30-minute podcast. But what do you think? What is your cheese? What is your cheese? And how are you going after it? Are you going to be prepared for change? What do you think you are? Are you sniff? Are you scurry? Do you sniff the changes that are coming? And when you do you go after it? Do you scurry after the changes? Are you like him? Are you always trying to go to Station C and you don't want to find new cheese? You're stubborn. All you know is the old cheese, and you just want to wait until the old cheese shows up again? Or are you like Ha? If there is something happening, there is a change happening, you notice the change and you make a mistake, you're able to laugh at yourself and you're able to go after the cheese and keep going until you find the new cheese. Which character are you? Go ahead and comment on this podcast. We're going to leave some key notes on here. I thought this book, I was like, this book really helped me to really embrace change, because I was in one of those stubborn stages when I was reading this book. I was stuck on something, you know, and I was able to move past it. So just think about where you are, which character you are, and leave us a comment. All right, guys, this is all we have today. And my biggest takeaway from this book was that we have to be able to move with the cheese. We have to be able to move with the change that is coming. And notice the little changes. Always be on the lookout for little changes and understand that change is inevitable. Change is going to come, and when it comes, we want to be prepared for it and embrace new ways to doing things instead of being stuck on just one way. So that was my biggest takeaway. It was such a helpful read. I really needed it at the time too. So before we close out here, don't forget to follow the Mindset Muse podcast on Instagram. Also, you can email us now at themindsetmuse at gmail.com. So themindsetmuse at gmail.com. We are on email. You can email us. You can follow us on Instagram. You can also go ahead, like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Favorite this podcast. If you so please, and thank you. And we are also on YouTube. Eventually, we're going to be putting all of these audios together on YouTube, but right now I am doing almost like a relaxation channel on YouTube. So it's gonna be the Mindset Muse YouTube channel, but eventually we're going to create the Mindset Muse podcast channel. By the end of this week, we should be able to get that ready to go for you guys. Okay, guys, have a wonderful day, night, or evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy your day. Bye. Ciao.